This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 9/26/2018. You are listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. Thank you for joining us, and great to be with you. We have been, over the past, I don't know how many months it's been now, we've been hesitant to report on this Me Too movement, at least, you know, report on it a lot, partly because of the political nature of her, seemingly. But like a lot of things that's originating or coming out of Hollywood, it's hard to dissect what is real. What is political? What is a distraction? What all of those things? Karen Cataline from KarenCataline.com has found an interesting perspective on this, and we're very pleased to have her on. What is true or not is still being debated, but what seems real is some of her research, and we're excited to get her unique take on that. Karen Cataline will be here at the bottom of the hour. Second hour, the very well-spoken, of course, Lowell Ponte, writer, speaker, radio host extraordinaire, what have you. He will be on to discuss current events and whatever else pops into Lowell's very interesting mind. Lowell Ponte. Stick around for that. And now we're going to do a little news before we get to Karen at the bottom of the hour. The Fed has voted to raise the interest rates again. This obviously concerns people who are following the huge, massive debt. And when you raise the basis interest rate, even a little bit, it puts all these interest payments, I mean, especially the national debt, we're talking millions upon millions of dollars, and it creates more and more pressure in the debt system. And when this administration began and growth started happening from the last previous administration, debt, there's no question growth has occurred. Will it be enough to outrun the specter of the gorilla in the room, which is the national debt and whatever you... It's not even the national debt. This is the Federal Reserve debt, the created debt, this figment, whatever it is. Now, there's so many other, even consumer debts that we're talking about. They're putting pressure on the economy. We'll see what this means and what the, it definitely means or seems to mean at this point, that the spigots have been turned off at least to a point in the Federal Reserve, the free money, the flow of money. And what is that going to do for Main Street America, for you? We shall see. But it is, if you got a big debt load, this is not good. Even a quarter point is going to be a big deal. Some other world news. The Soros Foundation, you know, those loving people who want to help and bless your life, they are going to sue Hungary over new refugee laws. Billionaire globalist George Soros, Open Society Foundation, has announced they will challenge Hungary in Hungary courts. Oh, no, of course not. In the European Court of Human Rights, in the UN Declaration of Human Rights, which the European Court, that's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, says that would be a good constitution to model yourself after, the European model. You know, if these countries, Egypt was going to look for a new constitution, forget our sorry old constitution. That thing's old and crappy. Get rid of that. Let's talk about the European and the UN declarations and charter on human rights. That's where he's going to go. Millions of Africans are preparing to migrate to the U.S. or Europe within 5 years. That's what the article from G. Edward Griffin, a military general and professor of geopolitics at Marconi University, Carlo Jean, says that military intervention by his country to deal with mass immigration from Libya already has become impossible. He even refers to birth control. By 2050, the population is going to be so huge and so unstable that the immigration will just go mass migration, really, not even immigration, it's migration will start to occur. Venezuela, you know, that bastion of socialist utopia, you know, that one down south of the border. Car owners in Techira, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Techira, Venezuela, had to wait up to 5 days to buy gasoline. Whenever you do price controls, and we've seen this during wartime, even in America, you do price controls on anything, almost invariably it leads to shortages. And that's what's happened here in Venezuela. And it just proved over and over and over again, planned economies do not work. Government control of economies do not work. Socialist controls, they only last, they will work for so long until, you know, as Margaret Thatcher said, once they run out of other people's money, then the gig is up. That's how long they work. This is in the United Kingdom. Maybe it's bodes well for us. Court slaps down government spy program. The program's, quote, secret hearings, vague legal safeguards, and broadening reach. Sounds like the CIA here, doesn't it? Violate human rights standards, the court verdict has said. So that's been struck down in the United Kingdom. In the Middle East, in Israel, apparently America, at least the military, is not as concerned about the Middle East as they were previously. The U.S. military is now focused to a greater extent on tensions with China and Russia. According to the Wall Street Journal report, the United States is pulling some of its anti-aircraft and missile batteries out of the Middle East. And this was reported today, citing military staffers. Now, getting to some U.S. news. We've characterized politically all the stories, and I've said this over and over again. I believe this. I am absolutely convicted about this. Virtually all political stories, when you boil them down to brass tacks, come down to who are you? Are you the sovereign of this land? Are you on the land? Are you constitutionally protected? Are you living under the Declaration of Independence Charter? Or do you feel the Declaration of Independence Charter, that you declare it and that you live that? Because it doesn't matter if it's there or not, you still have your unalienable rights. Right? Does that make sense? This next story, it totally encapsulates what I've been trying to talk about. And so you can take this and maybe use it for all the other news stories or what you see the government doing, what have you. This is what I mean. You know about Hurricane Florence in North Carolina. Fantastic devastation there. Did you know about the lady who was trying to save pets? This is from DC Clothesline. North Carolina, Good Samaritan facing possible charges for saving animals during hurricane without a permit. Tammy Hedges, an animal rights. And Catherine, maybe we can track down Tammy. Let's try to get Tammy on. This is a big story. It's this kind of thing where government meets the rights of mankind. You know, which one wins? Tammy Hedges, an animal rights activist, attempted to be proactive and protect animals as Hurricane Florence enveloped the North Carolina coast and her home. She and her group of friends began rescuing animals they found in danger of dying by the rising floodwaters. Each animal's exact location was documented so the owners could be informed following the floods. All the animals were then transported to a warehouse complete with cages, food, water, litter boxes, etc. Volunteers even slept to make sure that the rising floodwaters didn't threaten the rescue operation. Okay, so what did Tammy get for her trouble? She was arrested. She may now be facing criminal charges if the resulting investigation concludes she committed criminal acts. You know, I think it's Stalin who said, "Show me the man and I will show you the crime." In this case, the woman, Tammy Hedges. Frank Sauls, an animal service manager for Wayne County, defended his county's actions. Maybe we should get Frank Sauls on, too. Ask him, how could you defend arresting this lady? If we didn't feel like anything was being done wrong, we would have not taken the animals, but that is for the courts to decide. All that will come out if the case goes to court. But at this point, it's very early in the investigation. She says he did nothing wrong. So, this case is symptomatic of everything that's going on, specifically America, and really all throughout the world and in most of these nations. You can apply it there. The county has quote-unquote laws. They call them laws. They're really statutes. They're corporate bylaws, basically. Another story. You have to have a permit to have a shelter. There was an emergency. The lady rescued the animals. She had a makeshift shelter, what have you. The county came in, took the animals, and arrested her. And the spokesman for the county, who does he work for? He works for the county. And I asked the county commissioner one time, you know, you work for the people of this county. And they told me flat, no, I work for the county. So they work for the county. So that's why they made them corporations. You see, they made people corporations and corporations people. You see, so they're on equal footing. So who does this county representative work for? Works for the county. You see, not like constitutional sworn oath to protect for the people's rights. Doesn't work for the people anymore. You see how that's being pulled away? Okay, anyway, the county now has arrested her, saying she didn't have a permit. So if I'm sovereign of the land, if I'm constitutionally protected my position next to my creator, how can you give me a, how can you arrest me? How dare you? If I am the king of my castle, if I am the sovereign on the land, how in the heck can you arrest me for protecting the animals that I have dominion over, that my creator gave me dominion, protecting them in the in this hurricane situation? Nobody else. They certainly would have died. How is that possible? You see, these two pictures can't coexist. And anybody who will defend the actions of this county, what would you say to them? What would you think about them? What are they doing? It's time that we called the perpetrators. And not only that, even more so, more important, it's time that we felt it in our heart and understood why they're perpetrators. They're offended. This Frank Sauls, or whatever, who spoke for the county, I don't know if he's the one who arrested him, but he spoke for the county. He's offending Tammy, certainly, offending me, one of their fellow mankind, and also offending God. Or creator, or whatever word you want to use, the county is offending God. The government has overstepped its bounds when it's only, what's government's only purpose, ladies and gentlemen, in the Declaration of Independence, what's its only purpose? To defend the rights of the people, the created beings, not created by the government, created by the creator, created by God. The county, the corporations, are created by man. So they've attempted to make these two things equal, that the people, the persons, you know, all these word individuals are now corporate, that corporations have people status. That's why Mitt Romney, the most evil thing I've ever heard a politician say in public, at least openly in public, is corporations are people too. What was he saying? He wasn't raising corporations to the status of people. He was lowering people to the status of created entities under people's guise, under the thumb of people. And so what's the practice? You know, many times people get lost in the theory of this. So what's the practice of this? The practice then becomes you've got chicken neck control freaks running around with a badge and a gun who think they need to arrest this nice lady for rescuing cats. Don't defend this. If you're defending this, you're a moron. You're something's wrong with you. You're un-American. I don't say moron. That's mean. You're un-American. You're unconstitutional. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More news on Karen Cataline.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
During the break, if you want another example, think about Wanda in Houston trying to give coats to the veterans, and then the police told her stop. Think about the pastor or the minister in Florida, I can't remember the city, and the city ordinance that you couldn't feed people there. You remember that? Do you see the dynamic? Government has one purpose and one purpose only. This is another one of our inheritances from our founding fathers. Its only purpose is to protect our rights. So says the Declaration of Independence. So unanimously declared in the United States, the States United of America. That's it. What they're doing is something different. What they're doing is socialism. And when you get into the definition, socialism. Now, social, that the statism has authority over mankind to make rule, to make decisions, that you give a power and authority, your individual liberty, to the state to make decisions for you, that the good of the state is supreme to the good of the individual. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the whole thing. This is everything politically. Everything. And these two examples are perfect displays. And the police who would do this, I'm sure they'll say, well, I was just doing my job, you know, just like the Nazis at Nuremberg trial. I was just doing my job. Really? Then your job is to afflict people? Again, I get police. I mean, don't sit there and act like you're Lily White, that you don't need correction, because you are public. You are our public servants, aren't you? I mean, aren't you? Don't you need some correction? You need some direction from your bosses, maybe? Your boss isn't the county. It's the people. See, that's why I don't like police, because police are, they've kind of separated themselves constitutionally outside the sheriff office. The sheriff is voted on by the people of the county. Do you see? That's why that's in the Constitution. Police aren't. There was no police in America the first, 100 years in most places in America, but was it 1850s? I can't remember the exact date, but quite a while, at the beginning of America, there was no police. And they got in big cities and they did service. That's how they started, by doing service. And then it morphed into enforcing county, city policies. And that's what we're talking now. They are enforcing, time and time again, the city, quote-unquote, corporate city, county policies to the overthrow of the rights of the individual. This is a perfect example. The people feeding people, the one that bringing the coats to the veterans, perfect example. This lets you understand the clear difference, the clear dividing line between the constitutional republic of our founding fathers and the socialist takeover, which has occurred to a large degree here in America right now. And we're riding that line in between the two. And our ignorance, our misunderstanding or non-understanding of these issues keeps pushing us further and further towards statism, towards slavery. That's why I've begged the preachers. That's why America's pastor, Nicholas Wright. That's why he is so crucial. Because here's a man of God now being able to explain this in church setting, these political issues. See, people say, well, religion shouldn't get into politics. And I would say, well, this is not political. Politics is getting into the spiritual side because of who you are. Politics has usurped their authority, not religion. Religion has abrogated its position and its authority. You see the difference? I hope you do. It's very important. We talk about it a lot. I hope it doesn't drown out. I hope it penetrates you and sees who you are. Because that's the only thing that will save our country, is all these things that we've been talking about. A couple other news stories. File this under the what could possibly go wrong for the new American. West Virginia to allow voting on mobile phones despite hacking dangers. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? Trump has been pretty heavy on China. And supposedly a Chinese spy was arrested here recently, last day or so. What's been going on, Matt? Trump has been very aggressive about the tariffs, completely different from the position of the administrations for the last, 30, 40 years in America. Chinese agent living in Chicago arrested for the spy. Mega pastor calls Old Testament outdated and obsolete after calling for Christians to unhitch from the Old Testament, declaring the Ten Commandments null and void, the maligning the God of the Jews. It might not be surprising to read megapastor Andy Stanley's new book that considers all of the Hebrew scriptures written by Moses, King David, etc., outdated and obsolete. Didn't we just talk about pastors? Who's the lawgiver? You go into Washington and some of the legal buildings there, the court buildings, what will you see on the top? You will see a carving of Moses going through the Red Sea with the Ten Commandments or something like that. I can't remember exactly, but why? Because the basis of our society, the law of our society, came from the Old Testament. Anybody who knows anything about this knows if it wasn't completely based on it, it was borrowed heavily from it. Without question, heavily influenced. That's why Moses is on the court, the lawgiver. So if we get rid of the law, look, we can create something new now. Look, we put you under our control. It's all about control, ladies and gentlemen. Who are you? Who are you? It's the most important political, maybe important question, period, that you will answer ever in your life.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is denying new allegations of sexual misconduct, saying they're from the Twilight Zone. The Senate Judiciary Committee said today they are reviewing the new allegations after attorney Michael Avenatti provided a statement from his client to the committee. President Trump also took to Twitter and said Avenatti is a third-rate lawyer who is good at making false accusations like he did on me, and now he's doing it on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump took aim at China and Iran while chairing a UN Security Council meeting on non-proliferation today.
I ask all members of the Security Council to work with the United States to ensure the Iranian regime changes its behavior and never acquires a nuclear bomb.
The Fed Reserve also raised benchmark interest rates by a quarter percentage point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back to the Power Hour. The Power Mall, thepowermall.com, is where you get all the great products. We've been getting calls, a lot of orders about the Super Silver. It's going quick. So if you're looking, it's cold and flu season, you need your colloidal silver, you need the Super Silver, the nanoparticles, please give us a call over at the Power Mall. It's all on sale. Of course, the REM Sleep, the REM Sleep, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Take advantage. We thank you for your prayers and your purchases, your donations. It's what keeps us here. So God bless you. Our next guest just is a real delight. She's just a ball of joy and very biting and very sharp at the same time. She has a unique combination. Karen Cataline. KarenCataline.com is her website. She's a writer. She writes for Investors Business Daily, other places. She also hosts a internet radio show, Spouting Off. We're very happy to have her on the Power Hour. Karen, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Daniel, for having me. I love being with you.
Yes, absolutely. I said in introduction, I talked a little bit about the Me Too movement, whatever that is. It's kind of morphed. It's kind of taken two or three turns. I've been, I don't know if hesitant is the word, but we've been reluctant to report too much on it, partly because you don't even know what it is. You know, Hollywood, is this an illusion? Is this a game? Is this, obviously nobody's for abuse of anybody, women, anybody, but what even is it? What's become clear that politics are definitely involved in some way. Now, with Kavanaugh, we've seen this. This is no clearer example. We're right in the middle of his nomination hearings, for his confirmation hearings, and now out of the blue, right before the vote, these people come out of the woodwork and are trying to cast themselves under the veil of Me Too and abuse and victimhood and that you must listen to me. And without due process, without anything, we're supposed to just listen to them. Talk a little bit about your position, the Me Too, this Kavanaugh situation. What is important for us to look at here?
Oh, my. Well, and thank you for having me, as I said. I have been, this whole Me Too thing has been on my radar for quite some time. I started writing about it in June or even earlier in the American Thinker and other places because I saw it as a political movement that it is, and it's only gotten worse. It was a left-wing movement to begin with because you had all these women in pink hats the day after the inauguration. And so they were ready to go after Trump to begin with, and they've been ready to go after him on sexual misconduct. What a lot of people don't know, and what I've been trying to sound the word, and sometimes I call myself Paulette Revere because I've been trying to alert people to the fact that this really has been used for the last year, this strategy. If your listeners will go to ballotpedia.com, they will find that there is a report on sexual misconduct, 2016-2017. Never been a report like this in Ballotpedia ever before. But now, in the last year, and it is about a year since the Harvey Weinstein story broke, and since the Me Too movement that followed, it's about a year. It happened October 5th, 2017. In the last year, in state governments around the country, 31 men have been ousted from elected office in state governments. Most of them walked away without a fight. We don't know all the circumstances. They should have been investigated. Many of them were forced out and pressured out. If you don't leave, we're going to make life hell for you. We don't know. But most of these men, their lives have been ruined. And they've been pressured to resign or expelled. In two cases, one in Colorado, a notorious case in Colorado, and in Arizona, they were expelled from office after 70 years and 103 years, respectively. All of these men were ousted out of government because of sexual harassment allegations. Now, because I believe in due process, which the left clearly doesn't, these cases needed to be properly investigated. And plus one of the huge, there's so much here, so apology for just going on and on, but there's a lot here.
No, just keep going.
To digest. One of the problems with the Me Too movement, and it has to be delicate because you're dealing with serious and important issues, is that the Me Too movement tends to lump together serious crimes like rape and sexual assault with maybe a boorish comment or a awkward pass that someone makes at work. To them, it's all the same thing. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why are they lumping all this together? Why? I'll give you my theory, all right? And I've been writing about it for a long time. My theory is that they want to, for political purposes, turn all women into victims and all men into perpetrators. That way they can turn the victim group, women, who already vote Democrat in larger numbers and vote against the Second Amendment, and turn them into the next big voting bloc. After all, LGBTQRSVUP has a smaller and smaller voting bloc. But if you could turn all women against all men, I mean, this left is the most virulent, the ugliest, and the nastiest I have ever, ever seen. They're willing to drag this country through the mud for what I believe are unbelievably they've got the charges have holes as big as Swiss cheese. Every last one of them all have a lot of things in common. The details are sketchy. The women were drunk. They're all hard leftists. How come Brett Kavanaugh never assaults a conservative woman, I wonder? They're all never Trumpers. And I moved into it because, in my opinion, and I'll let you talk. In my opinion, Brett Kavanaugh is merely the next man and much higher up with much higher stakes of what they've been at work doing for the last year.
We've seen whatever you call the left being accused of political gamesmanship, whatever it is, they're pretty good at it. They're pretty good at doing something because they get attention, they get results, they throw a monkey wrench in the political machine, and they've had a lot of success doing it. Let me ask you before we go further, when you say the term left, because these become such generic terms, what does that even mean to you? If I say the left, what does that mean?
Well, there are a lot of terms, and what I'm talking about, I sort of see it in concentric circles. Your father, your grandfather's Democrat Party is gone. They ousted all the so-called moderates out of the Democrat Party. Among the stories that are not getting told because of this soap opera are the stunning, extraordinary stories of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas and uncovering card-carrying Democratic Socialist of America people in our Justice Department working for socialists on the taxpayer dime. Now, if you don't think that's the story, the problem is the Democrat Party has been taken over completely, I was never a Democrat, by hard leftists. The hangers-on that vote for the Democrat Party, many of them, they see themselves as compassionate, they see themselves, oh, I'm more compassionate than the next guy, that's why I support people rioting in the streets. The left, as I see it, are the strategists at the core of the center of the movement. And go ahead. Sorry.
Let me interject a second. Let me interject and kind of piggyback on what you said. Keith Ellison, he's the vice president of the DNC. I can't remember. Is it Garcia? What's the guy, the head of the DNC? Is it Garcia?
I think he's the vice chair of the state party, the Democratic National Party, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well, the head of it, I can't remember, Garcia, whatever his name is, him and Ellison
Perez?
Were together.
Perez,
there you go, Perez. He said that Ocasio-Cortez, who is an open Democratic Socialist, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, like, not second cousins, first cousin to Vladimir Lenin. That's what we're talking about, political on the spectrum. He said that she, Ocasio-Cortez, is the future of the Democratic Party. Just, I'm not trying to, I didn't know that we were going to go down here, but I think this is important to differentiate. These tactics and these ideologies and these congruencies that we're seeing on the quote-unquote left, these are socialists using revolutionary Bolshevik-type tactics. That's how I see it. Do you agree or do you have...
You are right. You are right. People should study Saul Alinsky because this stuff is right out of Saul Alinsky's playbook. And what I learned recently about Saul Alinsky is Rules for Radicals was the very tip of the iceberg of what Saul Alinsky believed. He basically learned a lot of what he learned from the mob. Mob tactics. In other words, what we're dealing with right now, and we have to recognize that we wouldn't be dealing with it if we didn't have a fighter in the White House who came to put a stop to it, and that's why he's such a threat.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Karen. Hold that thought. We'll be right back on the other side more. And then we'll get to Kavanaugh and what's really important about what we're seeing on TV with Kavanaugh. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Karen?
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
I've stood back a little bit on this Kavanaugh situation, just kind of trying to figure it out. So many things are not what they seem, and Kavanaugh has been soft on the Fourth Amendment. I mean, personally, I have some reservations. But the more I look at this and how he's being attacked, this obviously there's a key point here. His nomination is, there's something key about this, obviously, to the quote-unquote left, whatever this is. Like we said the day or so ago, I am just dumbfounded that we're seeing senators, congressmen, political hacks, whoever, all getting on TV. It's like they go to a meeting in the morning and they get a script and they come on and they say, Brett Kavanaugh must defend these charges. He must prove his innocence or something. It's like they are reading from a script, and I think this is very dangerous. It boggles my mind. Karen, are you seeing the same thing?
I do, and I've been watching it for a long time. Let's face it. Democrats, by their very definition, are collectivists. They all march in lockstep. Right now, they've become so radicalized. And think about this. Just came to me, really, but it's something I've been saying for a while. They created the monster of the radical left of their constituents, who are egging them on. Part of what people say, the talking heads, is that they're being egged on by their base. Well, who do you think created that base? They did. They've been inciting anger, hostility, everything your mother told you not to do, which is to blame everybody else, to be a sore loser, all of that and more. They are encouraging the worst behavior. The most appalling thing of all to me, and all of it has been appalling, and it's going to be appalling tomorrow as well, whatever happens, is that they are willing, that lawmakers, people who make the law, have been advocating the abolishment of due process. They've already decided this man is guilty with the most ridiculous charges. Listen, I get real suspicious when a woman who makes an accusation doesn't want to go under oath, who wants to choose who will question her, who has smeared and attacked the people that have bent over backwards to try to listen to her, who all of this behavior through her attorney and herself shows that she has a very weak case. It's preposterous. Well, the left is asking us to dispense with our common sense.
I checked out when she said she was afraid to fly to Washington because she's afraid of planes. I checked out because I believe she went to Hawaii. I believe she went to Hawaii. Did she swim there? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, what'd she do? Swim? And she goes back and forth from the East Coast to the West Coast. And see, the left has tried to prime the pump by telling us that we are not allowed to question a woman. We should blanketly believe her. And let me say that I came up with a hashtag called We Aren't Victims. WAV, kind of like the wax and the waves, you know? And it's interesting because it stands for the waves in World War II stood for women approved for voluntary emergency service. And my theory is that conservative women are the very, very best people to be the adults in the room and start talking about why the Me Too movement is so dangerous and so limited. And one of them is they want to turn the only men that are apparently acceptable to the left are either gay men or transvestites. They do not like strong, straight men. And why? Why would you say that they don't like strong men? Because at their best, at its best, masculinity is really endemic of competition, resilience, standing up when you're getting knocked down, protecting your family, providing for your family. All of that sounds a lot like capitalism, doesn't it? The left would rather you marry the government, not another man.
Well, yeah, they want you to, even worse, they don't want you to marry the government. They want the government to be your daddy. So the government's your parent. This whole thing, and we talked about this earlier today when we talked, they're demanding now Brett Kavanaugh must prove his innocence. Well, okay, that's like me telling you, Karen, I want you to prove 20 years ago that you didn't kill that man who lived in your neighborhood. Okay, I believe you did. Now prove to me that you didn't. Prove it. And do it by next Thursday, too. And if you don't do it by next Thursday, you should be wiped off and we should never hear from you again. You should go off and be disgraced. I mean, that's,
you know,
isn't
what?
That what
these
they're doing?
These are classic totalitarian tactics. The left did not make them up. They're simply regurgitating the most appalling totalitarian, authoritarian tactics that were used in Nazi Germany, that were used in Stalin's Russia. And we talked about this, you know, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. If they want to go after someone, they want you to defend yourself before you know what you're defending against. Our brilliant founders saw the danger of that. They wanted to empower the individual. They wanted to keep the state small and restrained. And what does the left want to do? The exact opposite.
I've been saying for a while, I think Trump's, it may end up being his greatest achievement up until now. His greatest achievement to me is that he has turned America's consciousness against what was mainstream media. He's really killed it and pointed the finger back at them. No, you're fake news. When he said that in that news conference, the dynamic that changed in America at that point, I don't think can be underestimated. Now, this case right here, all these tactics you're saying, the Kavanaugh, these are tried and true totalitarian Bolshevik tactics. They've worked for a lot of years. I think that Trump, his atmosphere, his rhetoric, whatever you want to call it, he's made it now so that I don't think it's going to work anymore. What do you think?
Well, I think that's maybe a slight bit more optimistic than I am right now. I have come to I'm delighted with so much that Trump has done. I think that his impact in less than 2 years is immeasurable, immeasurable. His very presence drives them crazy, and that's a good thing, because then we get to see who they really are. The problem is the impact of the media cannot be underestimated. They're playing to people that are not us. They're playing to people who only read headlines if they get news at all. And what they're hearing is, there's now a third woman, I'm sick of this, get rid of Brett Kavanaugh. That's what the left wants. They want the headline, and they're hoping, because after all, if they had it their way, they'd had 7-year-olds vote. And 7-year-olds might be smarter than the Democrats we have now. But nonetheless, it's a very disturbing thing when the media has really become Pravda in this country. So anything, I disagree with Trump backing off or whoever did. I think the media is the current biggest enemy that there is, because they're pushing an agenda. They're not reporting the news. It's very dangerous.
That's about the end of the interview. KarenCataline.com is her website. We aren't victims. Hashtag we aren't victims. She's starting that. You can check that out. So good to be with you. So good to be with you. Should Trump fire Sessions, yes or no?
No. Not till after the midterm. Love being with you, Daniel.
God bless. See you soon. There she goes. KarenCataline.com. We'll be back with Lowell Ponte.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.